Hi everybody, this is Mary, and I know I just did a podcast, but I'm going to do another one. And I decided to talk about what we know at this point, which isn't very much, about the new Olympus recorders that are coming out this month, January 2007. And I'm basing this on the press release, which you can find if you do a Google search for Olympus DS50. That's pretty much what I did, just DS50. And that worked pretty well. I got right to the press release. These recorders, I gather, are going to be somewhat equivalent to the WS300, 310, and 320, since they will have the same memory capacity as the respective WS machines. They will also play WMA and MP3 files, so that's going to be the same. And there are a couple of new features that I'm going to comment on as we go through the press release here. A lot of the press stuff is pretty much hype, and I'm not going to read it or anything. I'm just going to gather what I can out of it and talk about it, and then I will probably end up getting a DS50 because my WS320 has temper tantrums and sometimes does not want to behave. I suppose it's probably just starting to wear out or something, since I've had it for over a year. There's apparently going to be software included with these devices so that you can download podcasts if you want to directly to these machines, and the podcasts can be updated. So essentially what you've got is a podcatcher that will be linked to the machine so that you can download stuff automatically. I don't know how usable any of this is going to be for us as blind people, but at least it's there if we want it. And the machines will work with Audible. That apparently is going to be built in, which is very nice, so that if you want to download an audiobook from Audible, you can. It doesn't say which formats will work, however. As you know, if you're an Audible user, the formats are different. There are at least four of them, and probably they're just going to work with the highest quality Audible format. That's about the only thing that would make sense. There's supposed to be a voice guidance feature built into the machine to make it easier for navigation for blind people and for commuters and anybody else who wants to rely on sound for navigating around. But of course, we don't know to what degree this is going to be helpful. As you know, a lot of these companies tend to say, oh, we've got voice built in. Well, we don't know to what degree they have it built in until we actually buy the thing and find out, well, yes, this is useful, or no, it isn't. So we'll have to find that out when we get the machine. The mic is going to be detachable, and you'll be able to attach it to yourself or to somebody else, and that will be kind of nice because that means that you can put the mic where you want it for interviews and such, and you won't have to just move the whole recorder around. There's a speaker, and the speaker will be on the back, much as it is on the DS2. And they're finally going to put a power switch on and off. And it's apparently going to be a real power switch so that you won't have any battery drain. They mention that the voice confirmation can be turned on and off, but it doesn't say how you can do it. Hopefully they'll have a switch on the back or something that will set it, because it would defeat the purpose to put this voice confirmation setting in the menus if you don't know how to get through the menus to set it up. So we'll have to see how that works. They have also mentioned in this press release that the instruction manual will be available in an audio format. Let's hope that it's the entire manual and not just a portion of it, which is often what happens with a lot of these devices. They tell you, for example, the Tissot watch that I bought a couple of years ago. Sure, there's an instruction manual on the CD, but it's only a little piece of the entire book, and if you want the whole thing, you have to scan it. The timer mode is going to be useful. It will just start at a certain time and end at a certain time, and you can preset it, and they mention that it's useful for people who don't want to call attention to the fact that they're recording, or if they want to preset it to record something at a certain time. And hopefully the voice guidance feature will let you use this independently in addition to setting the date and the time. That's always been one problem with these machines, is that you can't do that. It's rather cumbersome. I suppose you probably could if you got into the menus and could learn what did what, but I don't know how usable it would be to try to do that with some of these older machines, so we'll have to find that out when we get the machine and check it out. And thank heavens these machines are going to have AC adapters. Oh, I'm so glad. But it doesn't say whether or not you can charge the batteries through the AC supply. You probably couldn't. But the batteries are supposed to have up to 32 hours of life in them. The machines will require two AAAs. The accessories are pretty much what you would expect, but the DS50 is going to have a remote control with it and a carrying case. And I was looking on the Olympus website this morning, and some time ago they came out with a neck strap, which you can use to carry your recorder around your neck, so I'm hoping that that will work also. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. So that's about all I can tell you about this, except I believe there's a list of the prices on here, and I'm correct. The DS30 is going to be the street price of $149.99, U.S. dollars, of course. And DS40 will be $199.99, and the DS50 will be $249.99. And remember, the DS30 is equivalent to the WS300. It will have 256 meg of memory. The DS40 will be equivalent to the WS310. It will have 512. And the DS50 will have a gig of memory. And that's about all I know about this thing. As I said, I just looked at the press release and I thought I'd get the word out. So, I don't know any more than you do at this point, but I have spent quite a bit of time in the last few days listening to older podcasts of reviews of the Eterol products and the new Zoom recorder and the MicroTrack and some other things, and I've thought rather long and hard about what I want. And I think in the long run, I'm probably better off just staying with Olympus because it is a simple solution. And for my kind of podcasting, I really don't need anything more advanced, even though a lot of my podcasts would sound better if I got an Eterol R9 or a Zoom recorder. I find that a lot of these machines just have functions and setup and quirks that I really don't want to have to deal with. So, to each his or her own, as they say. And one of the big things that I thought about was the amount of hiss in the recordings, whether it be from the preamps or the internal or external mics. And I think that hiss is going to be just a natural part of these machines unless somebody can actually work to get it diminished to the point where it isn't really noticeable, or just get rid of it entirely. So, even though I know there is a lot of background hiss in the Olympus machines, the new ones they claim won't have quite as much. So, I don't know whether it will or not. As I said, I'll just have to get one and review it. So, I hope some of this has been somewhat informative for those of you who are still interested in getting Olympus machines. I had actually thought of getting an Eterol R9 if the tax man was kind and decided to provide a refund for me this year. But, on the other hand, I think I would be a bit better off just staying with what I know and what I like. That's all I know about all of this right now, and I just wanted to get the word out for those who might be interested. And if you have any other questions, you can just go and do a Google search and look for the Olympus D50, and you should be able to find something, at least a press release. I have sent the file with the press release in it to Larry so that he could post it on the BCT list, and I also posted the release on the studio recorder list. Thank you for listening to this. This is Mary. If you want to email me, my email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at sbcglobal.net. And bye for this time.